Module 7. Listening Comprehension. Exercise 1, page 162. Text 1.
When I grow up, I want to be an astronaut. I think that there are so many things to learn from space exploration. That's why I really enjoyed our class trip to the Space Center. We saw telescopes and real rockets, but my favourite attraction was the 3D film in the theatre. It was like we were actually flying through space. We flew around planets and comets, and we also learnt how planets were formed. They even let us guide our own space mission. When we left the Space Center, we were a bit dizzy, but we were all very excited. I want to go back there with my little brother. I'm sure he will love it. When I grow up, I want to be an astronaut. I think that there are so many things to learn from space exploration. That's why I really enjoyed our class trip to the Space Center. We saw telescopes and real rockets, but my favourite attraction was the 3D film in the theatre. It was like we were actually flying through space. We flew around planets and comets, and we also learnt how planets were formed. They even let us guide our own space mission. When we left the Space Center, we were a bit dizzy, but we were all very excited. I want to go back there with my little brother. I'm sure he will love it.
Text 2.
We're here today on London Sky Radio. And with us today is Luke Hilton, who is going to talk to us about how some oceans got their names. Hello, Luke, and welcome.
Hello, James.
Well, Luke, I think we all know how we got our names, but not many of us know how the oceans got their names, do we?
This is true, James. I got my name from my grandfather. The Pacific Ocean, however, was named by a Spanish explorer, Ferdinand Magellan. When he sailed on the ocean, it was peaceful. In Spanish, the word for peaceful is Pacifico, so he gave it that name.
How about the Atlantic Ocean?
Well, that one's easy. It got its name from the ancient Romans. In ancient times, people thought that the Atlas Mountains in Africa were the end of the world. And because the ocean was on the other side of the mountain, they called it the Atlantic Ocean.
That's very interesting, Luke. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, James. It's been a pleasure.
We're here today on London Sky Radio. And with us today is Luke Hilton, who is going to talk to us about how some oceans got their names. Hello, Luke, and welcome.
Hello, James.
Well, Luke, I think we all know how we got our names, but not many of us know how the oceans got their names, do we?
This is true, James. I got my name from my grandfather. The Pacific Ocean, however, was named by a Spanish explorer, Ferdinand Magellan. When he sailed on the ocean, it was peaceful. In Spanish, the word for peaceful is Pacifico, so he gave it that name.
How about the Atlantic Ocean?
Well, that one's easy. It got its name from the ancient Romans. In ancient times, people thought that the Atlas Mountains in Africa were the end of the world. And because the ocean was on the other side of the mountain, they called it the Atlantic Ocean.
That's very interesting, Luke. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, James. It's been a pleasure.